AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two U.S. officials say satellites spotted infrared activity around the Russian airliner that crashed in Egypt. AP Sagar Magani has more.
One official says the heat around the plane could have resulted from many things, including a malfunctioning engine explosion or a bomb blast. The official says the U.S. is ruling out a missile striking the jet because the satellite systems did not detect either a launch or an engine burn. Islamic State militants have said they brought down the plane but did not give any evidence. America's top intelligence official said yesterday while it was possible the militants did have the capability to shoot down the jet, it was also unlikely. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
A spokeswoman for the Russian Foreign Minister's office says it's up to the Syrian people to determine if they want Bashar al-Assad to stay in power or leave. This is the first time the Russians have said that Assad might be expendable in the search for peace in Syria. Russian news agencies quote another foreign ministry official as saying Moscow aims to host talks between Syrian officials and opposition leaders next week. Major car makers report big jumps in sales in October. AP's Tom Krischer reports from Detroit. The big month reflects a big year for the companies.
Interest rates are low. There are a bunch of new models coming out. People have old cars, and their confidence in the economy is growing a little bit. Plus, gas prices are down low, and that puts extra money in people's pockets that they can spend on cars.
Downtown Kansas City, sea of blue as thousands of Royals fans line the streets for the team's World Series victory parade. Jesse Limonkouler says he brought his family.
They're off for the day. We might as well come out and enjoy the parade because I didn't get to come to the last one when I was 10. So we never know when it'll come along again. So might as well come out now.
The Royals won their first World Series title 30 years, 4-1 over the New York Mets. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 112. This is AP Radio News. Reporters talk about a test run of a self-driving car on the streets of Tokyo. Rita Foley tells us more.
Our correspondent says being in Nissan's self-driving car is kind of like being driven around by your grandmother. Slow and cautious. The car navigates intersections without lane markers. It brakes safely to a stop without crashing into the vehicle in front of it. And it knows the difference between a red light and a red tail light. In complicated situations, it slowed down, appearing to be thinking. One thing it still can't handle? Unexpected situations like moving to the side of the road if an ambulance approaches. I'm Rita Foley.
Washington state health officials have identified the specific microorganism responsible for the E. coli outbreak tied to the Chipotle restaurants in the Pacific Northwest. Dr. Scott Lindquist, state epidemiologist, says knowing the type that sickened nearly 2 dozen people will help them find the exact source of the illness. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.